The Chenault Aviation and Military Museum will host a special Memorial Day observance this Saturday at 10 a.m. Museum Director Nell Calloway says the event will feature an appearance by Piper Grasshopper airplanes.
These planes are vintage World War II, and they were used during World War II to help draw fire. I mean, they would actually fly low over the brush and things, and after a while, when they were no longer used for that, they were used as escort. They would take the people back and forth to the different places that they needed to go, generals or whatever they needed to do. What's exciting is we're going to land the aircraft right here by the museum, and then we'll have them on static display here at the museum.
The vintage aircraft will serve as background as several patriotic speeches will be delivered by veterans. A keynote address will be given by Will Minshew, who served in two wars. Calloway, the granddaughter of General Claire Lee Chenault, the museum's namesake, says Memorial Day is a special time when she reflects on the family's deep military ties.
Of course, I grew up with a grandfather that was a general, but also out of the six uncles that I had on my mother's side, four of them were actually in World War II with him. My father was a sole survivor of an air crash in Japan. I've always been brought up knowing the reality of war, so to speak, and appreciating the fact that there lies my father was only 19 years old when he was a sole survivor.
Museum personnel refer to every veteran who visits the museum as hero, an honorable description for those who have bravely served their country. Calloway says her tenure as director of the museum has given her greater respect and gratitude for all veterans.
Almost daily I hear the stories when the veterans come in, and I cannot tell you what we owe these guys, what they have been through for us and for our freedom.
Retired Major Frank Serio served in the Air Corps during World War II, where he flew 29 missions. He recalls his most memorable mission, one to supply fellow Allied forces.
We were designated to fly and supply the French Marquis, the Liberators. We had to identify a field which was lit up with three bonfires. We flew over the area. We did a complete 360-degree turn while opening our bomb bay doors. When we got over the area, you could see the French Marquis. They came out of the woods like ants because the canisters that we were dropping were parachuting to the ground. They waved and we waved back at them. Then we made another 360-degree turn back over the field. When we got back over the field, you couldn't see a thing. You couldn't see a parachute, canister, or anybody at all. While we were doing this, we had fighter escort protecting us from German fighters. And of course, we then left the area and returned to base.
Serio says his thoughts on Memorial Day are of the pains of war and the focus that helped bring him through the Second World War.
I hate all that has happened, yet on the other hand, we knew that it was necessary to go through all this in order to accomplish our goal and our mission.
Calloway says observance of the day expresses honor for those who served that extends to those left behind.
Just imagine how the families feel when a Memorial Day comes around and they see people who are taking time out of their busy day to honor these veterans that we've lost and to honor their loved one that was lost in the field. So I think that makes it just, you know, mean so much more for the family, and anything we can do from them to just take a few minutes out of our busy day, I think is real necessary.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.